Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Jason, people are upset with Jason for digging up the past and all the other stuff. Yeah, you know, your Browns fans are getting ready for a season. I can understand that. We'll have Jason on later on this week. I think he's, on vacation or something.
Oh, you think the timing bothered some people as they're getting excited about the Browns resuming action at Greenbrier?
I'm seeing people posting, got a training camp ticket, here we go! Jason comes in, playing the victim. Okay, great. Thanks a lot, Jason. There we go.
Not only that, I know you want to move on. The thing about Flacco and how the offense took, and this became a huge debate online with Browns Twitter. Did the offense really take off with Joe Flacco? Was it really that different? Did it have to do with the defenses? You know, there was just a lot of that bringing back up the stuff from last year.
Yes.
Which people don't want to do in August.
No, they don't. They do not want to do. I mean, again, I like Joe Flacco. He's a nice guy. Can't believe him saying that. What a wild year last year was. You know, Lyme, we talked to him face-to-face. He was really nice to you and I wish Joe Flacco success. I don't believe the offense was this juggernaut that people make it out to be. I think there were a couple of plays that Amari Cooper made for him. I think that two pick sixes is what helped really bury. I know our defense was looking for answers. And I can't sit there and tell you with confidence, though, that all those things I just said about Joe Flacco that Deshaun Watson would fix. And it's not because of allegations where we turned into court TV 2.5 years ago. I think he responds when he said what he said on Friday, the cussing and the so-and-so. I think he's responding to what's going on right now. Where people, you go by any ranking, people have him 23rd, 24th, 25th.
It's an afterthought.
Back end of the quarterback carousel, back end of the quarterback ranking. And you could say, I don't care. I'm worried he does. I'm worried the people around him do. That's what I worry about. Because we ain't going anywhere unless he's cocky and arrogant and confident. Unless he knows that he can lead this football team. Unless he trusts Kevin Stefanski and Ken Dorsey with this offense. Like, we have to understand this. You could sit there and say, he needs to do this. He needs to be confident. Because if he's not confident, there are confident men on every defense in this NFL season, and they will swallow him whole and make fun of him while they do it. These guys are friends. I know it, and we make fun of it all the time. These are guys who want to get paid, and they get paid making plays, and they are killers, and they go after you every single down. They do not care. I know that we talk about, well, let's just put flags on them. They will do everything they can to embarrass you. We saw it ourselves. You will never forget Johnny Manziel turning around on play action and seeing 14 Cincinnati Bengals there in his face and Wallace Gilberry doing the money sign over top of him after a sack where they beat you 30-0. He had, 50 yards passing? Mm-hmm. They will do everything they can to make their name off of yours. And he needs to be confident that he can beat all those guys who are trying to get him every single play.
I'm trying to think of an equivalence here. Like, in maybe I can't even find it to that level, because who is as good as he was in the NFL? Not like, oh, he was good in college, but then he was, it's Johnny Manziel. No, somebody that was unbelievably good. The only thing I could come up with was an NBA example, which is like Russell Westbrook. Russell Westbrook was a top five player in the NBA for 7 years. And now he's just kind of like a joke to a lot of people. Like, should he even start in the league? Like, that's got to be tough on somebody like that. Well, imagine Deshaun Watson, you're a quarterback, and you are traded, and you are given the biggest guaranteed deal in league history. You've got owners that are rallying to bring the commissioner in on this to make sure that this doesn't set a precedent.
Yeah.
You've got the public that is furious over all your baggage, which was still being worked out at the time. It wasn't even completed at the time they make that move. And so now they've turned on you because he was one of the bright young kids in the league. And now you've got the public turned against you to the point where it's a national story every night. It was on network news. That's got to be rough. You can't dispute the human element there.
And I'm concerned about the confidence level. I don't know if we are not going to get a strong answer about that. Like, if he plays in the preseason, which I know that some people have very strong opinions against, and we'll play that out as time goes on. But part of me hopes he does so he can build that confidence as best he can to get ready for the regular season. James on the east side, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing okay, James. Go right on ahead, friend.
Guys, you sound like the pallbearers to a funeral. You know, Deshaun Watson got a lot of rust on him, and like those statues in Cleveland that are green and tarnished, they've got to be wiped off. And the only way it's going to be done is he get his ass out there and play.
Well, that's what I just said.
Well, guys, you're sounding, and I listen to you all the time, it's like Deshaun Watson has not been on the field. We've not seen anything out of him. You know, but the little examples that we've seen, and while in practice, it doesn't make a difference. When it's game time and it's time that counts, if he's out there playing, then we'll see what he's
so
about.
So you're not concerned about his confidence? Hold on, James. You're not concerned about his confidence at all?
Oh, hell no.
What makes you confident?
Hey, he has the ability.
I know he has the ability.
And it's a put up or shut up deal.
James.
Either put up or he'll be put out.
So, wait, him knowing he has the ability and not being able to fully harness it, whether it be injury or whatever, okay, and that frustration, and then you telling me it's a put up or shut up deal, that makes. How does that.
He's a pro athlete.
How does. That doesn't. There's plenty of pro athletes who are on their way out, James. That doesn't make you confident. These are not reasons to be confident. You're not giving me real reasons.
You're not confident, and so you're trying to sell. Oh, you got to. He has to be confident. Hey, this is a grown man. You know, put on your grown man pants.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Let's play play the game, and then we'll discuss his abilities.
Talking tough and telling him he needs to be a grown man and put on his grown man pants, does that make you confident in him?
You don't have to tell him that. You have to, you know, make a whole show about his confidence. What are you?
I'm making about 20 minutes out of it.
That position, don't you think confidence is a big part of sports at the highest level?
Individual practice to play their game. Okay,
you couldn't be more wrong, James.
Just like a runner.
You couldn't be more wrong. You know a quarterback needs to be confident. Come on, don't lie to yourself.
You know what? You're trying to play psychiatrist. Are you a psychiatrist?
Hell no, but I'm a sports talk radio show host, and I'm afraid that he has a confidence issue.
Talk about his sporting ability. Talk about his throw, his release. None of that stuff that you just mentioned, James, looked remotely like it looked in Houston.
James, if he's not confident, none of that matters.
You haven't seen him. He sat out for 3 years now. Come on. It's time to play.
So that would give you all the confidence in the world because he sat out for 3 years in his prime?
He's aged like wine, and so it's time. If he's good, then, you know, We'll get behind, but if he's not, we're gonna boo him and get him out of here. Shoot, you know.
But that doesn't make you. You're talking about James. Thank you for the call. You're talking about booing the guy and getting him out of here. That does not make you confident. That's not a confident call. That's not confident.
I just think it's been night and day. Like even if
could it not be?
Even if you want to say and what you should say if you want to call up and debate and say, well, he looked pretty confident in the second half last time we saw him in Baltimore. And I'd give you that. He looked amazing in that game. He was banged up.
And I think that's part of the reason he's frustrated. Because I think that in his mind, because it's probably true, that he was able to harness something in the second half of that game. He played his game, and then he gets injured, and he's out for the rest of the season. And then what's he have to do but to sit there and try to recuperate? I mean, we're talking about him taking trips to Saudi Arabia for crying out loud here in this article. Like, there's a lot of things. It's like, what else is he supposed to answer to? Okay? So all these things are being brought up, and I'm going, I don't know. When I heard that audio, I'm thinking more of the stuff that's been said about him this year. The things about the Baker or Deshaun stuff that's been said on national television that we've tried to avoid because immediately makes people roll their eyes. The stuff about whether or not he's still not even just an elite quarterback, a quarterback that could start in this league and finish an entire season. If I were Deshaun Watson, that would bother me. That would bother me.
It's just got.
How does it not?
It's got to be weird because I agree with one thing the caller last said. Like he did have it. He has all the ability in the world. If I didn't think he had the ability in the world, it would sound like a funeral. I would tell you right now, I would be screaming at all of you how bad he is and how they need to move on, how they need to not worry about the contract and just move on, and the team is just wasting Myles Garrett's prime. But I'm not saying that because I do think he has talent. I do think he still has it. He did show glimpses of it. The question is, can he do more than just show glimpses? And can he stay healthy? Can he operate this new offense that we don't even know what it's going to look like?
I don't know.
Can he read defenses? Can he process? Can he feel comfortable in the pocket again? Can he bring back that confidence, that swagger?
And
I have seen no swagger from Deshaun Watson. And I don't mean by, like, did he get a game ball after throwing 150 yards against the Baltimore Ravens that first year? That's not swagger. That's not the swagger that I've seen. Yeah, not the swagger that I'd seen in Houston that I was going on these same mics during this same time slot.
Oh, you were killing me.
I'd rather have that guy.
You were killing me. Because you wanted him. You wanted to take him number one overall. In the Miles draft, you wanted to take him number one. You wanted to trade up and then take him. And for a while, you looked like you were right. And I now, because he's the quarterback of the Browns, I want you to be right again. Like, there's no rooting against him. I cannot stress this enough. I know that people like to just say the media is rooting against everybody and that we don't want anything good. Guys, I've been through it. They went 0-16, they went 1-15, they went 1-15, then they went 0-16, and while they did it, they put all these guys that you all wear their jerseys on this roster. I do not want them to have to part with these guys after one playoff win. We did all that for one playoff win. We went through 8 years. Miles is in his eighth season. We went through 8 years of this for one playoff win. I don't want that. I don't want that. 8 years of your life. My son was a baby. My oldest, my other two weren't even born yet. Lima hadn't even met his wife. He was still doing God knows what with God knows who. You were still on your first marriage. Mitch was still in high school. I don't want to dedicate 8 years of our lives to one playoff win. Mitch, say whatever you will about him. Damn it, I need him to play well. I want him to play well. It is not a rooting against. Hell, if anything, I'll try to talk him into it and have a pep rally if I have to. Because I can't see a future Hall of Famer like Myles Garrett being on our team for 8 seasons and getting one playoff win. I can't see a guy who, if the running back position wasn't degraded so badly, should be a possible future Hall of Famer at the running back position and only have one playoff win. I don't want to see a hometown guy like Denzel. I don't want to see Joel Bitonio, who's, by the way, I know not a lot of people are talking about. He's a year-to-year, game-to-game guy now because of the injuries that he's stacked up over his career. I don't want to see him have one playoff win. I mean, it is a personal thing. And I don't want to see the fans or the people who have been listening to us just as long as this organization has been together as they currently are only have one playoff win and have to go through all that. Think of everything you've been through for one playoff win. They traded away one of your favorite quarterbacks. They did. And you and I advocated for it at that time. We did. There's dirt on our hands and under our fingernails on that. Absolutely. I don't want that to happen for one day. For one day in Pittsburgh, it was a great day. Yeah. But it can't just all be about that. So damn it, I don't know what it is. He has to harness it, find it, and go this year.
And by the way, Baker Mayfield has 2 playoff wins.
You don't need to add that at the end of the thing.
I'm sorry.
You wanted him out too. Did you want him out?
He has 2 wins now.
Did you want him out?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, thank you. You wear it too. Like a scarlet letter, like a cloak of failure.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.